Hello, thank you, Sarah. My name is Gaspar, and so during the summer, my partner, Titi Anant, and I worked with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union on the Fresh and Easy campaign. Our project focused on grocery store hazards, specifically at Fresh and Easy grocery stores in Southern California. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So the grocery store industry is important because it provides a vital service to the public, and because it is among the largest industries in the United States. Many grocery store workers experience musculoskeletal disorders due to some physically demanding tasks that they perform, like stocking shelves, for one example. In 2004, fatalities and injuries in this industry led to $2.7 billion in total cost. So why focus on Fresh and Easy grocery stores? This chain was identified because workers expressed concerns about job promotion inequalities, injuries, and unreasonable work expectations, as shown in the slide. Fresh and Easy stores are owned by a British corporation called Tesco, which is the world's third largest retailer behind Walmart and Carrefour. Although Tesco is 100% union in the UK, that is not the case here in the United States. Fresh and Easy attracts workers in the United States by promoting their green practices and benefits for part-time workers. Fresh and Easy also advertises itself as a great place to work, as shown here on the slide. Many workers believe that the company has not kept all of its advertised promises. In 2009, the Fresh and Easy campaign got its start at Eagle Rock, California, as a result of understaffing, being overworked, and a lack of worker voice. This motivated workers to organize, and later the UFCW got involved. In 2010, the National Labor Relations Board found that Fresh and Easy was illegally surveilling, threatening, and interrogating workers who wanted to form a union. The UFCW also revealed that about half of the employees at the Eagle Rock store had been seriously injured in 2009. And most of these injuries were due to breaking down pallets, stocking shelves, and repetitive motions. Since then, the UFCW has been working with the Fresh and Easy campaign to improve worker conditions and to help the workers form a union. However, injuries are still occurring. So the objectives of the team were to identify Fresh and Easy practices that contribute to injury and illness, to compare the work environment and injuries of Fresh and Easy to that of unionized retail chains, and to build rapport with Fresh and Easy workers. We conducted worksite visits to observe workers and perform background research. We also did focus groups with Fresh and Easy workers to learn about their injury experiences and perceived risk factors. From this, we were able to create an original questionnaire with sections on training, injuries, and stress. The questionnaire had both open-ended and closed-ended questions. We were able to recruit a total of 103 surveys, 44 of which were from Fresh and Easy and 35 from union grocery stores. We also collected Walmart questionnaires, and the reason we did this was so we can further compare conditions between unionized and non-unionized retail stores. So we took into account different recruitment method strategies as seen in the slide because there had been some difficulty with recruiting Fresh and Easy workers that were not involved with the campaign. And there's just a list of them here on this slide. So moving on to the results, we focused on the comparison between Fresh and Easy and union grocery stores. It's important to note, as shown here on this table, that about 77% of the Fresh and Easy interviews were conducted with a manager nearby versus only about 9% for interviews with unionized grocery stores, so there could have been a potential bias there. As shown in this graph, Fresh and Easy workers, which are represented in the green bar, mostly reported none of their injuries and were least likely to report all of their injuries compared to the union workers. In this table here, we see that a smaller percentage of Fresh and Easy workers sought medical attention, medical care, or missed work for their injuries. This table demonstrates that the incidence of injuries was more than twice as high for Fresh and Easy workers compared to that of unionized workers. The most common injuries among these workers were hand, head and neck, and shoulder injuries, and this was relatively constant among all the groups in this project. Risk factors varied between fresh and easy and union workers, and among fresh and easy workers, you see the ones here with the asterisk were significantly higher. And wanted to highlight at least three: the fast pace of work, the lack of proper equipment, and the tall pouch for stocking. But there was definitely a difference in the risk factors that led to some of these injuries. Among fresh and easy workers, the most concerning safety issues were the pallets being stacked too high, number one, and number two was the perception of too much heavy lifting, as shown here on this table. As far as training, we asked respondents to rate how helpful they thought their training was. And fresh and easy workers had almost twice the percentage of respondents that reported that their training was not helpful. And fortunately, with the interview, we were also to collect qualitative data. And here we have a case study of Robert. And Robert had spent 4 years working nights at Fresh and Easy and had an inconsistent work schedule. He also skipped breaks to meet stringent quotas with breaking down pallets and stocking. He only received his safety and equipment training during short lunch breaks. He was uncomfortable that most of his coworkers suffered from injuries which included hand sprains, knee injuries, back injuries, and even a black widow spider bite. Moreover, he felt that injured workers were singled out and treated differently, thus he chose not to report his own back injury. So as far as successes, not only were we able to create an original survey, but we also collected 103 questionnaires when our team had predicted only 30 were feasible. Also, we feel that we increased workers' awareness of workplace health and safety while reminding the workers of their right to demand a safe workplace. Finally, we felt a sense of community with both the union and the workers. We also had some challenges. First, we designed the questionnaire for an interview format, and it wasn't as effective as a tool when the workers self-administered it on paper. Second, the fact that we had to conceal our affiliation with the union when doing the interviews was a challenge, but it was necessary for the project. Lastly, we felt that there was potential bias from our results due to the fact that managers were nearby for the fresh and easy workers. So our recommendations are based on all the information that we collected. And for the tall pallets, we recommend that the company change its distribution center policy in order to decrease pallet height to less than 6 feet. Additionally, the management should systematically provide stepping stools and other equipment to prevent any overhead lifting or vertical lifting that exceeds 3 feet. For the pace of work, we advise that the company revise its standards for time allowed to break down pallets in stock. Also, we recommend that managers avoid pressuring employees to work faster and also to schedule more rotation of tasks. To decrease stress, communication must be improved between workers and supervisors so that changes to store policies do not come as a surprise. Furthermore, workers have asked that management show more respect and compassion, especially for those who have suffered an injury. Finally, systematic and universal safety training should be provided to each and every employee. We found that protocols vary greatly across fresh and easy stores and that safety reminders following an injury almost never happened, and the workers preferred hands-on training for their type of training. So this was our give back project for the project. We created hazard fact cards and coasters. Here you see on the bottom left-hand side an example of the coaster. They were disseminated to nearly all of the fresh and easy stores where we requested interviews. And on the coasters there, we have contact information for UCLA's Labor and Occupational Safety and Health Program. And that phone number could be used for answering questions. And also, if the workers were interested, they could set up a safety training as well. Finally, our team is very thankful for the support we received, especially from the workers. Thank you.